In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We do this broadcast live. I am looking at Matthew 25. We heard this reading yesterday at Mass. "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which trimmed their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, and 5 of them were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. At midnight there was a cry that was made, 'Behold, the bridegroom comes. Go out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said unto the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps have gone out.' But the wise answered, 'Not so, lest there not be enough for us and for you. Go rather to them that sell and buy oil for yourselves.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open, open, open the door for us.' But he answered and said, 'Amen, amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes.'" And so we have this apocalyptic reading. In order to understand this reading, we cannot live in the West. We cannot live in Massachusetts or in Rhode Island or in St. Louis or wherever we are. To understand this reading, you need to be a person of the Middle East. You have to understand a Middle Eastern wedding. And we look in the West all about the bride. You know, it's all about the bride. Here comes the bride, and the groom is at the end of the church and or at the beginning of the church waiting for his bride to come. And when the bride comes in with her dad, everyone stands up, here comes the bride, and all eyes are on the bride. That's the way we have it in the West. It's not that way in the East. And I'm going to tell you about the East. Many, many years ago, we were in the Holy Land, and we had just gone to Cana in Galilee. And when we went to Cana in Galilee, the place where Jesus changed water into wine, and people were with us. They renewed their wedding vows. I remember that. We were leaving Cana of Galilee and that church, and about 2 doors away, a wedding was going on. There was a wedding. And it was very interesting because there was this big, big window, and everybody was dancing and everybody was singing, and they invited us into the wedding. Like, you don't do that in the West, you know. They call that crashing the wedding. But they invited us into the wedding. And so I said to the people that I was with, "I'm going in." Some of the people said, "No, I'm not going in. I'm ashamed." I said, "Well, I'm not ashamed. They've invited us. And I'm going to go in with them." So, you know, they were handing out baklava and all this good stuff to eat. And everybody was dancing, and I even saw the bride. She was dancing, and it was very interesting. And I'm looking around, and I'm looking for the groom, because there's no groom. And I'm saying, this is interesting, you know. This is the wedding reception. I thought it was the wedding reception. I said, and there's no groom. So I said to somebody, "Where is the groom?" And they said to me, "The groom is hidden." I said, the groom is hidden. Oh, yes. He's hidden upstairs with his attendants, and they're getting him ready. They're perfuming him. They're washing him. They're flowering him. I said, what's it all about? He's getting ready to meet his bride. And when the groom came, they said, the groom is here. And so he took his bride, and they walked across the street, and they went into the Orthodox Church. And I said, this is just exactly what the scripture talks about. The getting ready of the groom. In the Middle East, it's not about the bride, it's about the groom. And the groom is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's getting ready to meet a bride. And the bride is his church, his people, those who love him, those who have given their lives to him. He's getting ready to meet his bride. And he's going to come at a time that we neither expect. And so, what is this oil? Well, first of all, it's olive oil. And it's the Holy Spirit. You see, the oil is the oil of the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Five virgins had oil, and five didn't have oil. I wonder what fills us, what fills me, what fills you. Are we filled with materialism, lust, the world's ways? Or are we filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit, allowing the Spirit of God to use us, to work with us, to love God? What are we filled with? Because I'm going to tell you, the bridegroom will come. And he will come, and he's looking for a bride without spot or wrinkle, a bride that is his, and a bride that has wisdom. You know, wisdom is very different than knowledge. I want you to know that. Knowledge will get you a job, but wisdom will teach you how to live. And can I just tell you this? How many schools teach us wisdom? It's a very interesting question. Let me just tell you. I went through 13 years of school, kindergarten and 12 years. That makes 13. Then I went through 4 years of college. That makes 17. And then I went through 5 years of theology. That makes 22 years. 22 years of school. And I'm telling you, not one of them taught us wisdom. They taught us stuff. You know, garbage in, garbage out. You know, just words, content. Imagine going through 22 years of school, and the only thing they teach you is knowledge. Knowledge in the college, you know. Imagine people paying $42,000 a year at Boston College, at Boston University. And there's no wisdom being taught people. Just knowledge. Just words. Just content. And not only that, at least when we got taught knowledge, there were jobs for us to have. Now you're spending $42,000 and there are no jobs. Wisdom teaches one how to live. Knowledge might get you a job. And what's lacking in the world and in the church is wisdom. That's what's lacking. In the world and in the church, what's lacking is wisdom. I can tell you that for sure because I'm a churchman. And you know how they get people in the seminary to teach? The one who has the most knowledge, not the one who has wisdom. The one who is the brightest star. They might not know how to teach out of a paper bag, but that's the ones they choose. Who's looking for wisdom? Who's looking for wisdom in this world? And I'm going to tell you, it's very, very rare. Well, five were wise. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. And five said, well, you know, we can just do what we want to do because the bridegroom's not coming. But when the bridegroom came, they were not ready. They were not ready. And so what did they do? They went to cram for the exam. They went to buy oil. And it was too late. The door was closed. The door was shut. I'm telling you, one day, the bridegroom is coming. He is coming for a church that's ready. A repentant church. A church that looks to him and a church that cares for the poor. He is coming for a church. A church that is ready. A church that's filled with oil. And I'm going to tell you, I wonder how many in our benches will be ready. Never mind the ones that are not in our benches, but the ones that are, sit in our pews. I wonder how many will be ready. When the voice is heard, the bridegroom is here, and we hear the trumpet sound, and the dead in Christ will be raised. I wonder how many of us will be ready to meet the bridegroom. That's a very important question, because you know what? That will determine our eternal destiny. You see, our Lord Jesus Christ demands that a church be repentant. And even if we're not ready today, that we change things. That we change things and that we repent and turn away from our sin. And that we focus upon him. Let me just tell you about last Friday, okay? I remember last Friday, that was 2 or 3 days ago, I said on the radio, tonight I'm going to be celebrating 7:30 Mass. And after 7:30 Mass, I'm going to go into the confessional and I'm going to hear confessions. And so I gave the announcement on radio. The people at Holy Rosary know that this happens every Friday, every Thursday, every Tuesday, and every Monday. And so I went to church, got there early, wanted to pray. And 7:30 came, it's time for Mass. And there's three of us, or four of us. Four of us. I gave the invitation. Four people. So I start feeling kind of sad. And you know what the Lord said to me? They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. I'm not the one they're rejecting. They're rejecting Jesus. The invitation was given. And I know everybody couldn't come. But you want to know what? The rejection is not about you, priest. The rejection is they've rejected me. You know, that's an interesting thing. That's a very interesting thing because, you know, who thinks they're rejecting Jesus? You know what I'm saying? Who thinks they're rejecting Jesus? But in all reality, Mass is being celebrated. The Lord gives us his body and his blood. We hear the word of God. And I know people are busy, and I know people can't be there every night. I understand that. But you know, the bridegroom was coming. And four people were ready to greet the bridegroom when he came sacramentally. Do we think things are going to be different when he comes in glory? Do we think things are going to be different when he comes in glory? Who will be ready? There will be no cramming for that exam. We will either be ready or we will not be ready. And when the door is closed, the door will be closed. And we can bang on the door and we can say that I gave $100,000 to the cardinal, or I gave $20,000 to the bishop, or you can say all that you want to say, but I'm telling you, when the door is closed, the door is closed. Right now, the door is open. And anyone can come in. Anyone can give their life to him. Right now, the door is open. But one day, that door is going to be closed. And it's going to be too late when the door is closed. These readings are always given at the end of the church year. Why? Because the church tells her children, get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Make sure you're ready. And even if you've sinned so badly, it's time to repent. It's time to get to confession. It's time to turn to him. You see, he'll reject no one. Get ready. Get ready. But readiness is not something that we think about, because we are like those stupid virgins that didn't have enough oil in their lamps. Today I'm going to ask you the question, what are you filled with? What are you filled with? Are you filled with knowledge, lust, materialism? What are you filled with? Fear, anxiety? What are you filled with? We need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. As I look at the church today, I see a big organization. Jesus never meant the church to be an organization. Jesus means that the church is an organism, a body, the body of Christ. But you see, we've changed the body of Christ into a great big organization. And we run the church like an organization. Oh yes, that's real. An organization. As a matter of fact, the Catholic Church has 1 billion members. Imagine 1 billion people. How many of them have been evangelized? How many of us are filled with the Holy Spirit? How many of us are being taught from the pulpit to be ready for the coming of the bridegroom? How many? Oh, I gave to the cardinal's appeal, the Catholic appeal. Oh, did you? So what? So what? Is your heart ready? My soul thirsts for the Lord. That was the response yesterday. My soul thirsts for the Lord like a dry, weary land without water. And you know what? We thirst for so many things. I don't know if we thirst for the Lord. It's time for us to get ready, to be ready. And no one can do that but you. and no one can do that but me. You see, the bridegroom will come. And the scripture says he will come, in the book of Daniel it says, when knowledge is being multiplied. Each year, knowledge is multiplied many times. If I want to find out anything, I just Google it, and in 1 second, I can have an answer. We have so much knowledge, but so little wisdom. Do you know, my friends, today, as I speak to you, I've been speaking for 20 minutes. Do you know that 4 brothers and sisters in the world who are Christian have died for the Lord Jesus Christ? That someone dies for Jesus every 5 minutes? I Googled it last week. There are 171,000 to 176,000 people that give their life for Jesus Christ every year. That means every 5 minutes, someone gives his or her life for the Lord Jesus. That's interesting. We can't get them to come to an evening mass, because everybody's too busy. And yet, while I've been speaking to you, 4 people at least gave their life for Jesus Christ. They found someone worth living for and someone worth dying for. They were filled with the oil of the Holy Spirit. What about me? And what about you? It's time for us to change, to turn around, to repent. It's time for us to stop making the church an institution, but an organism that is completely dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time for us to be wise and not to be filled with knowledge alone. It's time. Because there will be a day when the door will be closed. And we'll be knocking at that door. And the answer from within will be, I never knew you. The door is open now, wide open, for anyone and everyone. The door is wide open, and Jesus himself said in the 10th chapter of St. John, not only I am the good shepherd, but I am the door to the sheepfold. And people can come in and go out. Well, you might be the worst sinner in the whole world, but the door is open for you. You might have cursed God, but the door is open for you. You might have killed and aborted and done every wrong thing, but the door is open for you. He says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject, while the door is open. But when I was at that wedding, I heard the call. The bridegroom is here, and he came for a bride that was ready. Pray with me. Save me, O Lord, and I will be saved. Heal me, O Lord, and I am healed. Give me the oil of the Spirit of God. Get me ready. Get me ready. Make me ready. Love me. Save me. I am desperate for you. My soul thirsts for you. Amen. Between November 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th, Warriors of Worship at the Holiday Inn in Woburn. That's November 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. That's this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the telephone number is 847-962-7307. 847-962-7307. That's the Holiday Inn in Woburn. Warriors of Worship. November 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. 847-962-7307. And you know, I'll be on your station as I can support it. So please help me. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Take the 25th chapter of Matthew. It's all about readiness. It's all about the Holy Spirit. It's all about the bridegroom. Come, Lord Jesus, come. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.